Happy blackout, everybody.
We've arrived.
Our defense, in my defense, nothing is our fault.
My bad. welcome back, or welcome for the first time, everybody. I'm Claire.
I'm Renee.
And this is episode 7. Week 7, who would have thought we would ever do anything for this long?
And if I know anything about my Christian education, it's that 7 is the perfect number. So get ready for the perfect podcast.
For 2 perfect 7s, giving you the perfect 7th episode.
maybe 7 combined.
I'm a 6, you're a 1. Exactly. We've talked about this before, yeah, we have. I think. Yeah. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. First things first. Welcome, Missouri and Nevada. Thank you, these two states, for joining our list of viewers. Nevada, specifically, it's Vegas, baby.
If I could, I just want to ask if you want to send in how you found this podcast.
Please.
Because I'm curious.
Please send us how you found this podcast. We are dying to know.
Because if you were blacked out and you found us trying to play a song, I would love that.
That's exactly what we thought when we saw Vegas, because I'm like, okay, at least one person's blacked out listening to this.
Someone's trying to aux and it's like, hello.
And all of a sudden I see, happy black. And everybody's like, and one person in the group goes, leave it. Or they clicked out and it was just an accidental click.
Yeah, but thanks for the listen regardless.
Thanks for the listen. So to start off our little weekly roundup, the first thing I'm going to say, cheers.
Cheers. Classy again.
Classy again. No crack of the claw, but we do have a little bit of wine. It is a white. And Renee got hints of, she goes, I'm getting some pineapple or like pine, and I'm sitting there like,
they're virtually the same thing.
Those are very different things.
A little tart.
The first thing I want to say, I get in my car today to go back to work after my lunch break, and I turn on the car. The radio is finishing up an ad. All I hear is the Vegas feel with Indiana appeal. And all I want to know is
where?
What and where? Are they talking about Gary?
It could not possibly be Indianapolis.
No, and they must be talking about the 3-star rated Horseshoe Casino in Gary, because I can't imagine any place I'd rather spend my time.
In a penthouse.
And I'm in a penthouse. In a penthouse at the Hilton Gardens.
At the Red Roof Inn.
Renee and I one time, because I don't know why we have this enormous dream to take a vacation to Gary and do it as expensive as possible. We one time kind of calculated it. First of all, we tried to see if there were any first class flights we could take from Indianapolis to Gary.
Which surprisingly, there weren't that many.
No. But we figured out that it would cost us each around $200 a piece to stay at the nicest room of the nicest hotel and go to the nicest casino and restaurant.
Can you imagine?
And get a bottle of wine.
Maybe
that's
two.
That's all it's going to cost.
That's including room service.
So I will look it up. But if anybody has heard of Las Vegas Feel with Indiana Appeal, hit us up, because we are, you could say our interest is peaked. In a word. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you start. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty lackluster, I'm not going to lie.
Because I wasn't there?
Maybe.
Probably.
But it had to do with like a lot of food. Like some random things with food kept happening. Me and my friend were sitting at this bar, and all of a sudden this guy comes over with a half-eaten ice cream sandwich. And he was like, do you want a bite? I was like, yes.
How did you know?
So I took a bite of the ice cream sandwich, and he goes, hold on a second. He comes back a minute later with another ice cream sandwich.
Half eaten or untouched?
Untouched. I got to unwrap it myself.
That loses its appeal
a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, coronavirus hit me up.
I probably already have it, let's
Speaking
be honest.
Speaking of which, did you know that Avon, Indiana Public Schools has closed for 4 weeks?
4 weeks?
Nuts. How are they going to make that up? I mean, I'm not concerned because I'm not in high school, but my future husband could be, so I'm worried about him.
Oh, God.
You celebrated a birthday of a girl with some pretty cool parents?
Oh my gosh. So I was celebrating my friend's birthday this weekend. So we were just chatting, pre-gaming, and all of a sudden this high school party comes up that she had at her house her freshman year of high school. There was like no drinking involved because it was at her parents' house and they like aren't cool parents. So this was a Halloween party, all right? So everyone was dressed to the nines. You can only imagine the knee-length skirts that made an appearance at this party. First of all, there were like a bunch of cute guys there. Like she was really dressed up, you know, really wanted to make a statement. Her parents walked down the stairs dressed up as Egyptians, doing the Egyptian dance, one arm to each side, like you're holding a plate on each hand.
We've arrived.
We've arrived.
Renee tells me this and I go, oh my God, that's you and me as parents. If Renee and I ever have children, you can bet your ass that if they have a party, she and I are going to choreograph a number with costumes and probably a smoke machine. To come yes. down
definitely
and perform,
some lights
perform
too.
For the wait, Renee starts setting up the strobe. The kid's like, "Mom, what are you doing? Shh. Is everybody in this room? Okay, one second, let me go get Claire.
This isn't about you anymore.
Because no matter, I don't care how old the kids are, it will never not be about me.
At their wedding, you come down dressed as an Egyptian.
In their wedding, I show up in a wedding dress.
Oh my God, sorry, I got the date wrong.
That's so crazy. I know this is your day, but I look so good in white. Sorry.
I got this dress 20 years ago. It still fits like a glove.
Like a glove. It's been tailored like 170 times.
You can see on the back, it's just stretching back fat spewing out.
It went from like a 4 to a 16.
The lace has been ripped to holes everywhere.
Renee's behind me holding it together. That's exactly what it would be. So this weekend, first thing I did was laundry. And I think that this is relatable because I go to do my laundry and I go, I just did my laundry 6 weeks ago. Why is this happening to me? Has that ever happened? You're like, I just did my laundry last month.
Yeah, no.
Why do I have more shit to wash?
Well, so since I live in an apartment building, the washers and dryers aren't that great. I actually did my laundry last week. You know, you came over or I told you I was going to do a deep clean of my room.
Yeah, and you did your laundry. Yeah,
yes,
you did.
So I did my darks, but then I went to Chicago on Saturday, and I came back, and my clothes were all moist inside
a little mildewy
of my basket. Yeah, and I still have yet to rewash them, so I'm sure they're all covered in mold.
Yeah,
anyways.
I do that a lot. So I went home this weekend, you know, see the family, see some friends. So I'm packing up, you know, everything I need for the car ride. Friday morning before I leave for work. And, you know, water bottle, the whole nine yards. And
water.
And I brought a book with me, right? And so the entire, and I'm not kidding, the entire day at work, I'm thinking to myself, I'm so excited to read this book in the car. It wasn't until I got in the car that I realized I can't fucking read while I'm driving.
Get Audible. Audible is a great app.
Shout out. We're getting 2 cents on the listen on that, baby.
Ayo.
But wait, so one of my friends and I go to brunch. When she's like one of my friends from high school. We go to brunch. And first,
bitch.
Okay, so here's what happens. We have a brunch reservation for 11:30.
That you didn't make.
Hold on.
Okay.
For 11:30. I set my alarm. I get up. I'm like, okay, I've got to, you know, like go get my prescriptions filled, get ready and everything. As per usual, I'm running about 15 minutes behind.
Sure.
I'm in the Uber on my way to brunch, and I see that I'm going to be, like, 15 to 20 minutes late. So I'm texting her. I'm like, I'm on my way. Like, sorry, this driver's dragging. He wasn't. I was just called.
It was you.
I called the Uber.
The driver.
I called the Uber 10 minutes before I was supposed to be there, and it's a 30-minute drive. And I'm like, I'm going to be a little bit late. And she goes, no worries. I'm about to get in the shower. You have, like, an hour. I realized my phone time never adjusted from Indianapolis to Chicago.
Oh.
I wasn't 20 minutes late. I was 40 minutes early.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, I got up at 8:30.
8:30 for your 11:30? Oh, wait,
I meant to first get up at 9:30 because I'm like, I won't get out of bed until 10 and I've got to leave here by 11 after getting my prescriptions and everything. I got up at 8:30. So anyways, I just go and I start sitting at the bar and she's like, you know what? No worries. I'm a couple blocks away. Fuck the shower. I'll just get changed and come. So we're sitting at the bar waiting for our reservation time to come up.
Because you were there early?
Yeah. One of the bartenders is super cute, but we notice he refuses to like look at us or make eye contact with us. I'm sitting there. I'd been there for 15 minutes before she got there. No service. Sitting at the bar because this guy wouldn't look at me. My friend sits down. He won't look at either one of us. We're kind of trying to get his attention. All of a sudden, we both go, oh, my God. Do you think he knows us from something? And we're thinking, oh, man. We've probably, between the two of us, done at least one of his friends dirty. I don't even know who he is or where he's from. But we're like, we don't necessarily have the greatest track record.
Sure.
We're like, oh, my God. He definitely hates us from something. We will never know.
The first thing that came to my mind, did you hear about the guy that wanted to sue Beyonce and J-Lo at the Super Bowl because he was tempted to have sex?
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
He was too tempted. He was a good Christian or Mormon
man. I am also going to point out it was Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, my bad.
But, yeah, we were really, really concerned, thinking, oh, man, we've left a bad taste in this man's mouth at some point. I should have used a different analogy.
Yeah, you should have.
Next thing I want to bring up for my little weekend roundup, my family, my parents just had a bunch of like painting done inside our house. Like,
why didn't I know about
getting
this?
Getting repainted. I feel like I told you.
I should have been in the loop.
You're right. You probably were on the text thread and didn't read it.
Probably.
One of the guys repainting the house leaves this, and my dad is one who originally sent me the picture of it.
Oh, no.
Leaves this big bag there. Like, he has this big shopping bag that he had clearly brought a bunch of his stuff in. It is an XL bag from a sex shop. And the reason my dad sent this to me is because it reminds me of my 21st birthday.
Oh, which, no.
Don't
no,
get too
no.
excited. I know he said we'll tell the story. We will. In pieces to you guys because it's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack.
But I will tell you the end of it. And so this sex shop reminds me of my 21st birthday. Not for the reason you think.
Picture this.
Picture this. We're coming off of a 36-hour blackout.
If not more.
It's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And my mom is texting me, have you packed up? Because the next morning at 9 a.m., my dad is coming to pick me up to move me home for the summer. So when they say, have you packed? It isn't like for the weekend. It's my whole room. I go, no, I'm going to wake up and do it tomorrow.
And this is my bad because I actually told Claire that I would set an alarm.
That she snoozed.
That I snoozed a few times.
So we had set alarms for 7 o'clock in the morning. Because I'm thinking, oh, I'll just wake up and be able to pack everything in my entire house in 2 hours.
After 36 hours of drinking, it sounds completely reasonable.
It sounds completely rational. So morning rolls around. My phone had died in my sleep.
Shocking.
And my dad had specified to me, I don't want to show up and wait around for you to pack everything up. Be ready.
He should have known.
I wake up at 9 a.m., to my dad banging on the outside of my bedroom window. And this is real.
This is.
Going, Claire, get up.
Whoa.
I'm like, shit.
Hi.
So I go, meet me at the side door. I go and I sprint to the side door and I open up the side door and I'll never forget my dad's words. I open the door and he goes, oh my God, you look, expletive, awful. And just stared at me. And I was like, oh my God, he took a picture. I'll put it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Even though it's the worst picture that's ever been taken of me. Bloodshot eyes, hair in dreadlocks.
Literal dreads.
I look like the type of girls you pull out of a sewer after missing them for 25 years. You know? I don't look good.
Is that clear? Yep.
So I don't have any of my shit packed up. So what I do is I take all of my dresser drawers and I put them in my dad's car. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, no, I packed these up. I have an
plastic
enormous
dresser drawers.
Yeah, I have an enormous suitcase. I put my empty suitcase in my dad's car so that he would think that I had packed more. And I go, I'm just going to come back and get the rest later. For 2 weeks of summer, all I had was leggings, underwear, and tube tops.
At least you had underwear. Let's all thank God for
Let's all pour one out. We're on the drive home. I'm inebriated. I'm not driving.
To say the least.
And my phone's still dead. My dad has no phone charger, which we will get into later why this was such a big deal, because I didn't have access to my Snapchat story to remove things that I probably should have.
Oh, wait.
No, that's a whole other story that we will get into that next week.
We'll have to, you know what, if we get That'll up to a certain whole, amount of listens, we'll post the whole thing.
We'll post the whole story. If we hit a certain amount of, like, viewers.
We don't know what that amount is yet, but.
We will post the whole story and my, oh my God, I can't even think about it. We're on the drive home. I start sweating and I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah, I'm going to throw up. I don't want to necessarily say it to my dad. Finally, we hit a point where I feel it so aggressively that I go, I don't really feel so good. My dad goes, do you need to pull over? I go, yep. There's an exit coming right up. He pulls off. And I start like kind of going, mm-hmm. He goes, can you hold it in? I go, no.
No.
He pulls over. He goes, oh my God, Claire. The only parking lot here is a lion's den. I have to throw up. My dad whips his car into the lion's den parking lot. And he goes, oh, my God. And it's packed. The Lion's Den parking lot is full of cars. So I have to get out of the car immediately. And I'm on my hands and knees behind my dad's car, pulling trig, vomiting in this parking lot. My dad stands there for a second, takes a couple of pictures, sends them to his group chats. I'll post those too, maybe.
Maybe.
Sends them to his group chat. He gets back in the car. I'm throwing up. And then at one point I hear my dad roll down the window of the front seat and go, Claire, get away from the exhaust pipe.
At least he was looking out for you.
And I'm like, okay, inching my way over. And that was just, that's a memory that I live to forget.
I'll never forget it.
I'll never forget it either. I would never remember it if it wasn't for all of our Snapchat stories. But so anyways, anybody who's listened last week knows that Renee and I decided for your guys' sake, we're going to download Hinge. We're going to go on some dates.
And that's exactly what we did.
That's exactly what we did.
Except for me.
I went on three.
I went on one double date.
Hold on. So I went on three dates and I'm exhausted. I have two more coming up this week and then I have to tap out because I'm literally exhausted and I don't have time for this.
So like how much has been spent on you in the last 2 weeks?
Hundreds of dollars of alcohol.
Hundreds of dollars. No
I
food.
Got so weekday drunk for free. You guys have no idea. After two of these dates, I was hungover in the morning. That should tell you something. I also had the issue where I was talking to so many guys at the same time because of all these guys from the app, that I was getting them confused with each other, and I'd be in the Uber on my way to the date, and I'd be having to, like, reread our conversation, relook at their profile. I have all these unsaved numbers in my text now, and I'm texting the wrong ones. I'm on my way, and they're like, did we have plans tonight?
No. Well, first of all, yeah, you should put their names in your phone. I'm so like, sorry. At least keep them straight.
Sorry, Kyler. I thought this was Jad. Jad. Okay, so here's my first date, and I mentioned him last week. He was a guy a little bit older, 30.
I also attended this date.
Hold on. We're getting there. We didn't say the punchline before the joke.
Okay.
The first thing about me is I always want to cancel my first date. I'm like, I notoriously always want to cancel right before the first date because I always think, I don't have the energy for this. Like, I just, like, I don't want to do this. I'd rather stay home. So this one, I'm getting ready. I'm putting on makeup. And this guy who I actually like is a little bit younger. Text me and ask me what I'm doing that night. And I sit there and I go, oh, Claire, you got a decision to make. Makeup half on. I'm like, this could go either way. I'm like, should I cancel the date with this guy and hang out with
makeup half on, as if you wouldn't put on the rest of your makeup for this younger man.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would have stopped right there. But so I'm thinking, oh God, you know, I don't really know. I kind of want to hang out with this other guy. But then the guy texts me, the guy I'm supposed to go on a date with, and goes, oh, by the way, I'm with my boss. So if you have a friend who's down to come, you should bring her. And I'm like, you couldn't, that's music to my ears. You couldn't have said anything better. At this point, I FaceTime Renee. She's sitting on her couch, no makeup, about to get in the shower. And I'm like, perfect, continue to get in that shower. I literally am sitting there. I'm like, you do this for me. You owe me. What for?
The keys.
The keys. You owe me. Get your ass in the shower. Get ready. I'll be there in 45 minutes.
And that's what I did.
And that's what she did. A queen. So we show up to the date 15 minutes late.
Actually, they were there like an hour before they said they were
like an hour early, but we were 15 minutes after I said I would be there. He even made a comment. He was like, yeah, when you said you would be here around, or when you said you'd be here in within the hour, I even looked at my boss and said it'll probably be about an hour 15. It was almost exactly an hour 15.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I'm thinking with this guy, you know, he lives between here and New York. That's great. He won't want to talk to me or see me too much. That's the perfect man for me. I'm also like, he's 30. I think I'd go the opposite of the guy who's been occupying my brain for way too long. They were born 2 decades apart, might I add.
Yikes.
And so I'm thinking, you know, he's older, this will be fine, he's probably more mature, everything like that. He offered to fly me to New York within the first 12 hours of talking. I'm like, I've never been to, like, New York, let's go. I'll get to it later, but it did not turn out as planned. First things first, we show up. He's listed on his profile that he's 5'10". As I've said before, I'm 5'7". I was wearing some heels, maybe 3 inches, so I was 5'10". We show up, he stands up. I could feel it between Renee and I. We both realize, oh, this guy's 5'8".
He should have stayed seated.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say.
This guy's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
And you know how last week we were talking about, like, why is everybody on Hinge named Corey? It's my mom's name. I've never met so many Coreys in my entire life. This guy on his profile has, like, an abbreviated name. Like, I'll just throw out a random example. Like TJ. We get there. He goes, hi, I'm Corey.
I thought she had known.
No. When that came out of his mouth, I was like, you're kidding me.
Of fucking course.
Of course. You're kidding me. I'm like, this guy's name is Corey? Why is this? Why? I'm like, I knew somebody. I said last week, somebody's setting me up, sending me all these Coreys. Well, guess what? Somebody fooled me.
I mean, like I said, you have a type.
Somebody tricked your mother me in to going out with a Corey. One thing that he said in the beginning that was kind of like weird for me to hear is when we started talking and everything 20 minutes and he goes, I thought you were going to be an introvert, like really introverted. And I was like, what? And Renee goes,
yeah, you want to know why? It's because Claire uses all lowercase letters and periods
in my text.
Like she'll be like, okay. Like
period.
I'll be like, okay, on my way. And she'll be like, okay, period.
Wait, because he says that when he goes, it's because of her text. He goes, yeah.
Yeah. It's just her styling.
And I hate texting. So, I mean, this man should have known right away, like, stop texting me. Anyways, he got.
Stop texting me. You were texting him back.
I mean, well, we were trying to make plans.
Yeah.
But then the next day, he was texting me way too much, and he got really weird really quickly, and I ended up having to send him a text being like, hey, I think that you have the wrong idea and that we're on two different pages, so I'm not interested in continuing this forward. I don't think he got the picture because today, while I'm at work, see about what time it was at, 9:06 a.m., I get, hey, so I was thinking it's starting to get warmer in NYC, and I was curious if you want to come hang for a weekend if I flew you out here and got you a hotel.
No.
I'm like, got me a hotel. That's great because I'll bring my girl. But I'm like, we all know what you're expecting if I go to New York. And that's just simply not going to happen.
I need to tell my part of the state.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so You know, I'm thinking like his boss, you know, he's obviously saying this is a double date. To me, that's what I had envisioned.
That's what I had envisioned too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, Renee gets the richer one.
Yeah. He's like, bring a date or not bring a date, bring a friend. So I'm like, yes, this is a double date.
Finally, I bring a friend and there's another man there and I'm not just exactly. bringing a friend.
Yeah. So I get there. Not even 2 minutes into the conversation, Claire's guy goes, oh, yeah, but he has a family, motioning to his boss. I'm like, a family? Not even like a wife,
and
a
again,
whole ass family.
Renee and I can feel it between each other. We're like, heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah. And all we have left to talk about is where you grew up. What's your occupation?
Here, Renee and I are trying to slam back some drinks, becoming a public health code violation.
Oops. Oops. Yeah, this waiter keeps coming by, and he's like, do you guys want another? I'm like, no, I'm good. But then Claire orders one. I'm like, ah, fuck it. Okay, I'll have a vodka right? soda.
Also, I've never seen such a, excuse my language, pussy move in my entire life. I'm outside waiting for my Uber. He's outside waiting for his Uber. He texts me, would you want to come back to my place?
No.
Well, I'm standing right there. I was like, okay, first of all, even if you'd asked my face, no. But I'm like, you texted me? You beta.
You're 30 and you had to text me
and
that?
And you had to text me that? I was like, no.
This is clearly your first time getting to know a woman.
Right? I'm like, okay, virgin, we'll talk later. Also, I should mention, it's just coming to my mind now, Renee gave them the name of this podcast. So I might be in.
Oh.
I might be due for a real angry message.
Yeah, that's, well, Claire actually brought up that we had a podcast. I just...
But Renee gave them the name.
My bad.
So if you're listening...
I've got loose lips, baby.
Sorry. I didn't say her last name. So who knows who this is?
Who
Hopefully
knows?
Your boss doesn't listen.
Oh my God. Hi.
So before I get to the next two dates, you want to talk about...
Okay, yeah, so I was busy this week, and I did not get a chance to go on Hinge dates. As I said, I was in Chicago, but mm-hmm. I do have a Tinder date from a couple years ago. So this guy actually went to the same school as me, but he was in a different fraternity that we hung out with, so I was a little bit apprehensive. But one night...
Hold on. I want to really quickly say, I have no idea... Who this? I've yep. never heard this story.
Mm-mm.
Is this the one part of your life that I don't know?
Yeah, because I blacked it out of my memory.
You were saying that earlier.
Yeah, so the first time we like hang out, I meet him at this house party for his frat. And I don't know anyone in there, which is very rare for me because I hang out with people that I usually like am good friends with.
You know all 150 people in the room.
Exactly.
In the basement.
In the basement, yeah. I know all of them. So this was like super weird for me. It was like a part of my school that I've never seen before. So we, like, talk, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he becomes very clingy very quickly. And might I just say, this is someone from Tinder. Like, I mean, you should know. Like, I'm not trying to be very clingy, you know?
No, I'm not trying. I don't care if, like, I met you in the most amazing way ever and our relationship is serious. We've been together for 5 years. Still don't be clingy.
Right?
There's no excuse for clinginess. Like, get a life.
Yeah, so one day we got in, like, a little tiff because I'm very opinionated and, you know what, I just say what's on my mind and he just, I was not vibing.
With that.
Yeah, I wasn't vibing with him that day and I was really annoyed. He was like, let me take you out. I was like, you know what, let's see what he's got.
Could use some free dinner.
Yeah, he takes me downtown Indianapolis and says, let's get hot chocolate.
No.
I'm like, do you not drink coffee? You're like 3 years older than I am and you don't drink coffee?
First of
coffee?
All, let me take you out to hot chocolate?
To hot chocolate. And okay. It gets even worse. So we get this hot chocolate. First of all, the cocoa powder that they used in this hot chocolate must have been very dense because it was a very chunky hot chocolate.
No.
So
no
I'm,
excuse.
I'm sipping and then it gets caught in my straw. Yeah, my plastic straw. Eat it up. Yeah, so... It's getting caught in my straw. And he was like, let's go take a walk. A walk down in downtown Indy with all the homeless people as our ambiance.
You're going to get yelled at.
Yeah. So we're just walking. There are homeless people on every bench. You know what? It's not my home.
It's not scenic.
It's not my home. That's their place to sleep. So I feel very unwelcome in their home. So we're walking around downtown for like an hour. And you know what? When I think of a date, I don't think of me walking. I think of me very sedentary, and that's what I would prefer.
I think of my ass in a seat.
Yes, and you know what?
Getting up to go to the bathroom
every now and then. I would think my ass would get a little tired by sitting in a chair if I was going on a date, and I would hope that would happen. So, yeah, we're walking around, and we get to, if you've ever been to Indianapolis, there's this gorgeous fountain in the middle.
It's the stunning fountain.
Stunning fountain. He goes, let's take a picture. I have this picture.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. I wasn't too keen on getting this picture. I was wearing like Tim's in a sweater.
I was with my ex for almost a year before we took our first photo together. Yeah.
No, he really wanted this picture. And so we took it by a homeless man who was sleeping on the
photo.
Yes. He was sleeping like on the edge of the fountain, and he goes, could you take a picture of us real quick, man? I'm like, use your own phone.
No.
I'm like, honey, use your own phone because I don't know what this man's going to do with mine.
I'm not getting, no. Oh my God.
Yeah. So we take this gorgeous photo, and then I go home and I never speak to him again, but there's a part two. Speak to him again, as in like a few days go by. He texts me like, hey, like, what's up? How are you doing? And I emphasized, I am not looking for anything right now. I had told him this before. I was like, I just got out of a relationship. Yeah, that's crazy.
But I'm looking for an ego boost on this dating app.
Exactly.
I can't believe I met up with you.
Yeah, so I had emphasized that so many times. One day, I get home, and can I just say, my dorm was designed by prison architects.
Yes.
A literal prison. This is a fact. So it is very hard. I was on the second floor. You have to have a card to scan to the elevator and a key to get through the staircase.
And then a key to get to the other part of the staircase. Yeah. Separate keys. In this dorm building, you can't even get to a floor that isn't yours unless somebody who lives on that floor lets you in.
Yes. It was psychotic. So, I mean, you can probably Google it. You probably know which dorm it was by now.
Ross Hall?
Yeah. No. This was Resco.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I get back from class. Shockingly, I went to class that day.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I get to my door. There is a trash bag hanging on my door handle with... Okay, there is this little...
The picture printed out of you two inside the trash bag.
There's this little shop on... our campus.
C-Club?
Yeah. Has little, like snacky foods in it. And then, like, Papa John's Pizza, R.I.P.
Mamma mia. And it's replaced with salads.
Ugh. Yeah. So I open up this bag. I see pizza rolls, a pint of ice cream, water, and a poem.
No.
And a poem.
Was it a haiku or a acrostic? Renee. Really fat, evil,
large,
evil, nasally. I could keep going. Where's the L in your name, by the way?
Franken fucker. Yeah, so I open this bag. My roommate happens to be in my room, so we open up this poem together. And the poem is surrounding the items that were in the bag. Like, it had pizza rolls.
A water for your dehydrated skin.
That's exactly what he said. No, not my dehydrated skin. I told him, I was like, I don't drink a lot of water. Like, I don't really like the taste of water.
No, he did that.
I told him, I was like, I don't really like the taste of water. I'm always dehydrated. My veins are always popping. And so he mentioned that in the poem. And that night, he texts me after I never acknowledged that he sent this poem.
You see it and you quickly eat all of the food.
I definitely throw
away the poem.
Well, the scariest thing is that there was a pint of ice cream in there and it was still cold.
Oh no. What if you guys had walked up at the same time?
Right? And I see him hanging a bag on my door.
And you just go, mom, and turn around and walk away.
Well, let me just say this. First of all, one time we were studying together and he had to call his dad to ask if he could buy Jimmy John's on his dad's card. So I know for a fact that he called his dad and asked.
Stop using your dad's credit card.
Yeah, I know for a fact he called his dad and asked if he could buy me this gorgeous spread.
This unbelievable spread.
Yes.
The charcuterie board, if you will.
So he texts me. He was texting me a lot, and I was like, this is becoming way too much of a relationship for me, and it's way too much to deal with for me right now. He goes, I'm sorry, Renee, I completely understand that, and I don't either. We are on the same exact page. Not trying to annoy you, just trying to be nice. Just 1 minute for one thing to ask, because he wanted to call me.
First of all, same page of what? Completely different books? Like, are you joking?
I'm reading The Magic School Bus, and you're in Harry Potter. You know?
So, no.
Yeah, so I said, I don't want to. And then he said, I was just going to politely ask if I could use your Netflix once every 2 weeks-ish. Ish is a separate text a few minutes later.
And then, I'm speechless. Like, no.
I said, I don't want you to call every time you have a question. Now I'm just annoyed. I take no prisoners. I'm like, no. I have told you.
Every man left behind.
I'm like, I hate texting. I hate talking on the phone. Do not text or call me for any reason because I'm over it. What does he do? Both of them.
Both of them.
Like, thank you. That's what I wanted.
So bye. So the second date I went on this week. He lives close by, so we wanted to go to the same bar. I have a classic spot. I take all my dates, all my first
all your dates.
No, literally, I take most of my first dates, if they don't suggest downtown, take them to one bar. I take them as if I'm picking up the tab. First thing I do, I walk in. I see him. He goes, Claire. I go, Tony. He goes, Tyler. Obviously, I interchanged the names, but I fumbled the bag regardless.
Oh, you got the first letter right, though.
I was like, my bad. I've had the longest day.
I'm so tired.
Ask me how many times I called him by the wrong name the rest of the night.
Did you keep saying Tony?
Twice. Mm-hmm. Two other times to make it the trifecta of me calling him by the wrong name.
That's the Bermuda Triangle. He's lost after that.
After I had texted the wrong guy that I'm on my way.
After you texted Tony that you were on your way.
After I texted Tony that I was on
Tony's
my way.
Tony's pizza.
I couldn't believe when I showed up it was Tyler. Okay, so the thing is super cute, super nice, super smart. So naturally not my type. You know. I know I heard that too. A little bit of feedback in there. You're good.
Okay.
But obviously a guy who is in all respects all around great, not my type. He was just really shy, and we didn't really connect, so I'm not going to spend too much time on him. Date number three. Let's call him Zechariah.
Zechariah?
Let's call him Zechariah. He is a musician/DJ. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Ooh, I'm interested about this one.
Right? Here's the number one reason I went out with him, or a couple of them. First of all, in his profile, he says, he answers the prompt, I bet you can't, and he goes, beat me in a fight to the death. And I was like, ooh, I'm interested because I bet I can.
Claire's almost killed me many times.
So, you know, he's a musician. He sends me the message, the first message. He goes, oh, wow, I want to sing to you until my vocal cords break. And
because
I go,
because tonight will be.
I go, only if it's an original song about me and you let my friend and I remix it.
Remix.
Right? Claire.
As long as we can do the robot to it, I'm game.
Right? And so on all of these dates, I've taken notes during and after so that I don't forget them. I actually wrote down, pretty cool guy. So I'm like, it definitely went well.
Okay.
So I might actually see him again. But honestly, I feel at this point like I'm the bachelorette. And I have all of these roses, but I don't want to give any of them out.
Oh, you're Peter.
So I'm just really quietly taking stacks of them and shoving them in my pants behind me so that I'm like, Chris Harrison, can you just take a couple of these away? Because I'm not interested. Oh. And you know, that's
show business, baby.
That's show business, baby. And guess who doesn't want to waste their time? I'm 22. My clock is ticking.
It is ticking.
It has ticking.
I'm actually talking to someone from Hinge right now.
Yes, you have a date lined up.
Yes, actually a whole weekend together, which is a little bit terrifying. Sorry if you're listening to this, which you probably aren't.
Please don't tell anymore. I literally thought to myself, I can't tell any of these guys I have a podcast because they're going to listen and be like, well, now I know why she went out with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but yeah, so research.
Me and him had been talking for a while, and I just didn't respond to his text like the previous day because I didn't feel like it. And he goes, good morning, cutie. Actually, it's good morning with four O's.
Okay, yeah.
I go, oh.
Four O's that you'll never have.
Ooh, okay. I say, oh, good morning. He said, why do you sound so surprised? I said, my phone's so dry, I just wasn't expecting it. And he said, I'm always wanting to talk to you. And okay. First off, that's a little cringy, but my second thought
You've
was...
You've never heard that before?
He's just opened a whole new window to just, like, frivolous drunk texting. I'm a big drunk texter.
Renee has a guy that lives on the other side of the country that she calls every time she's wasted. She's never even met him in real life.
Nope.
But they, like, have this relationship where they'll talk on the phone for 3 hours when she gets home from the bars.
Hours at a time.
Yep.
Will I remember it? No. He keeps trying to send me this voicemail I left him. Will I ever listen to it?
No.
Because I don't want to know.
I'm not interested.
God.
And I'm not going to say it's hard to date us. I'm really easy to go out on a first date with because I can talk to a brick wall for 4 hours. I'm not so easy to go on a second date with.
Well, see, it's hard for me because I feel like I can get along with most anyone.
For a couple minutes at least, or for like maybe like a couple weeks.
Yeah, like, I mean, they can think like the first date went like amazing.
Yes,
but then I'm thinking he's just like every other guy.
I can connect with anybody for a couple of minutes. Like, not to be mean, but it's like, I think that in your mind, you're like, oh my God, this girl might be the one. No.
And I think it's like a very specific thing with us because we just get weird right away. So they're like,
she's
this girl's
so
comfortable.
Real.
She's so down to earth.
Right? And we're like,
I just don't care.
Exactly. That's literally exactly it.
If I actually liked you, I'd probably be like...
Nervous,
yeah,
maybe.
Like kind of shaky.
But don't catch me nervous. Just more catch me lazy about going on our first dates.
Yep.
Maybe I get a little bit antsy because I'm like, if this sucks, then I'm like on the hook to hang out with you for a couple of... 30 minutes before I fake an excuse to leave.
Oh, my God. My mom's in the hospital.
That's crazy. I got to go to Chicago right now. Bye. He's like, you just had 19 vodka sodas. I'm like, I'll take a bus. See ya.
Megabus is calling and I must answer.
Our dear listeners, you guys are phenomenal because you have sent in questions.
This is the first time this has
happened. It hasn't been a lot, but we've gotten... listener questions.
Do you want to say our email one more time?
in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. And when I say that we will read and respond to all of them, I mean it. And I can again say direct your hate mail more towards Renee's personal accounts.
If you want to add me on LinkedIn, send me a hate message.
You guys want to endorse some of my Microsoft skills? Then that would be sick.
I suck at Excel, so if you could just... give that a thumbs up.
The first question we have, somebody wrote in and they said, you guys never really finished the twin story from last week. Did you guys end up just standing at the bar or what happened?
So we get sidetracked a lot, as you may have noticed.
So for anybody who didn't listen last week or maybe doesn't remember, the twin story is these twins who approached us and they were talking to us. Renee and I each thought the other one was into their respective twin. We weren't. We left to go get a drink. And finally realized to each other that we weren't into the twins at all. And that's where we left the story.
They had actually disappeared after that. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. I wish that this story had a better climax. But the truth is, we went to go to drink. We took maybe 10 minutes to get this drink. And by the time we turned around, they were gone. We bumped into them one other time in the night and it was awkward.
And we didn't recognize them.
No, we were like, and then they were kind of giving us this like side smile and we're both keep walking.
I have no facial recognition.
Who are those twins? Oh, I can't believe we've seen two sets in one night. This is our lucky day. Should we go talk to them? And so I'm really sorry. I guess we didn't finish the story because the ending wasn't that great. We turned around and they were gone and we're like, perfect.
And then we just started dancing.
And then that's when we started hitting the robot. If you haven't listened to episode number 6.
We were honestly like, thank God, now we can hit the robot in peace.
Literally, thank God we're off the hook. We had our little bit of human interaction and now we're so over it. The second part of the question is this listener goes, also, what is it with you guys and anal fissures?
Okay, can I just say, who in their 20s doesn't have an anal fissure? Raise your hand. I know all of your hands are down.
If you're in the car, keep both hands on the wheel, idiot. Keep driving. But
that's not safe.
We were also unaware that it was such a
theme
for us with anal fissures. I will say that we are not the only two that suffer from them. We have a lot of friends our exact age who have the same thing. It's not a big deal.
We have a lot of friends.
We have a lot of friends, and that's not a big deal either. But no, a lot of people suffer from it. I've seen Renee's up close.
I actually, Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, yeah, it was.
I just had come home from Chicago. I went straight to Claire's. And I don't know how anal fissures came up, as they do, you know. We probably just talking about something.
As they do. Renee and I like to air our grievances to the room full of men that we were with.
Yeah, whatever. So we go into the bathroom and I go, can you please take a picture of it? Because I want to see it. And you know
and
what?
I got right up in there.
I spread my cheeks like I was in prison.
And I took that picture. And I took that picture.
Yeah.
And you could clearly see the fissure.
You could clearly.
I know. Maybe is it fissure? I'll ask my sister. She's a nurse. She would probably know more about anal fissures than we would. Anal fissure than we would. Next question we got is, and this one is a toughie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She said, which do you guys consider worse, physical or emotional cheating?
This one is really hard for
me. Hard because obviously everybody's first instinct is physical, you know, but then when you think about it, I think emotional is worse. Both hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I feel like if I found out that a guy that I was dating was behind my back just like talking with another girl and like really getting to know her and like connecting with her on an emotional level, and it wasn't purely just like a one-time physical thing, it would, I think, hurt more.
I think so too, because it would make me feel like, what am I not giving you that you can't like talk to me like that?
Right.
You know?
I mean, with both, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But
with physical, I feel like sometimes that's just lust in the moment.
It is. Beyonce got cheated on.
Yeah.
Okay? So literally, I mean, at that point, you have to take it with a grain of salt because I don't want to say boys will be boys, but boys and girls will, like, there are some people who are prone to doing that.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. And the best way I can put it is, like, when it comes to the physical aspect, it's like if you have a bike. And it's your favorite bike.
Go on.
You've had this bike for a while now, right?
Sure.
And you put it in the garage for a little bit because maybe you're out of town. Maybe you have a sprained ankle. And some other girl goes into your garage and rides your bike.
She returns it. But she still rode your bike.
And if she didn't wear a helmet...
Can you imagine the repercussions?
Maybe she crashed your bike. And then, who knows, maybe the next time you want to take that bike out, the chain falls off and you slide on the pavement. Okay? And then that bike might be put in the shop for the rest of the years. Who knows? Maybe that bike wasn't the one that you were going to, you know, it wasn't going to be your bike for the rest of your life.
Maybe your legs grew.
But maybe in 4 or 5 years, you find yourself bored and thinking, I could go for a bike ride, but you can't because the chain fell off. In a word, I guess emotional is worse, but physical also sucks.
Yeah, I mean, neither it of also, them are good.
No, and it also depends on the scenario. Like, is a guy texting a girl, like, somewhat flirty things, like, maybe, like, DMing her, then that just, like, I'd be pissed off because I'd be like, stop making me look stupid.
Yeah.
Or is he texting her, like, about his life? Just, like, if he hooked up with her, is it one time or is it ongoing? Don't get it twisted. I'm going to get pissed about all of the above.
Yeah.
I'll get pissed about all of the above even if we're not dating.
That's true.
And that's just true. The last thing that we had written in is somebody said, you guys shouldn't have pointed out your lisps. It's all I can hear now.
I'm sorry. I am really sorry.
I also feel like we shouldn't have pointed them out.
Me too. I have a permanent retainer.
But it's just too little, too late. And, I mean, we're sorry. It's how we speak. And we've had a lot of people comment on, like, I feel like the noise is a little funny. Or no, we have a lisp, and I'm sorry.
Also, we switched locations, so it might be a little less echoey.
A little less echoey. We up and moved ourselves a good, like, 40 feet across the house.
We did that for you.
We did that for you, dear listeners. Which, again, shout out to every single one of you. I cannot emphasize this enough. Send us in questions and anything. Send us in. I don't care if you write in and you go, poop face. And that's all you say.
Poop face.
Because I'm going to open it. I'm going to be like, ah. Like, you know what? Love it.
DM us questions on Instagram.
Yes. We have an Instagram now. It's in our, all one word, in our defense pod. Not podcast.
P-O-D.
P-O-D. In our defense pod. Follow us on Instagram. Any and all DMs are going to be read. And you might just send something evil enough that will make me laugh.
Please roast us.
Who knows? Please roast us, because I'm always looking for something to brighten my mornings. Roast us at like 3 o'clock in the morning so that when I wake up for work, when Renee wakes up for work, we can have a good laugh.
Yeah, I don't get this enough.
No, I don't get this enough. It's all internal. But again, email us. DM us on Instagram, anything of the sorts. Also,
this has been Renee and
nice try.
Yeah.
Like this episode, subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, please. It honestly really helps us. Send us to a friend. We're looking to add some more states to the repertoire. You know, we're looking for more people that we don't know to tell us how they found this.
Let's get to Idaho.
Because there are at least 600 of you that we have no idea how you found this podcast.
Utah, Idaho, I'm talking to you.
We are dying to know. Was it an accident?
It must have been.
It must have been. And if it was an accident, did you listen to the first 10 seconds and shut it off? Or?
Probably.
Probably.
Let's not even ask.
But this
that.
Has been Claire and her friend, everybody. Bye. Have a great weekend. Wait. It's Tuesday. Have a great week. Fuck.